experience, and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our great friends at Snyder Tree Care, Eric Snyder and his great team, want to take care of it. You know, you got maybe a pruning time of year. Maybe you're thinking about some future trees and shrubs and what it could look like on your commercial land or your residential land. They do a great job with tree removals and shrub and tree care and trimming and pruning, even emergency service. They'll do all that stuff for you. Their team of certified arborists really are amazing. I love talking about these guys and who they are and what they're about. And just I don't have time to go over everybody, but let me give you the years in the business with their certification. I can tell you the certification number as well, but 20, 23, 37, 25, 7, 8, 15, 10, and 11 years. I mean, that's like hundreds of years of experience. And that's just in Greenville when you talk about John and Carl and Jay and some of those guys. They're a certified arborist. Like those guys, forgotten more about trees and shrubs we'll ever know. Get this team on your side. 833-4-MY-TREE. SnyderTree.com. To our guest lines again, Dane Young, UGASports.com. Good morning, Dane. How you doing this morning?
Mickey, I assume that you will focus on Texas and college football playoffs and SEC championship in this conversation. But I do feel like I need to give you my best Vince Dooley impression and just talk about those Charlotte 49ers. And you just, man, like they have good football. I can't do it. I can't. They're a bad team, and they're not going to compete with Georgia at all, not even Georgia's third team. It's bad. I wanted to summon the best that I could to get you worried about the Charlotte 49ers, and I can't do it.
Well, the punter, Larry, was one of the finest punters in all of Division I, and we really got to man. He would make it sound like that the 86 Bears are coming to town this weekend. And Larry was worried, you know, in his interviews. Larry was like, Coach, what are we going to do, 49ers? And like he'd make it sound like it was the San Francisco 49ers. You know, rather than the Charlotte 49ers coming out of all that. But, man, they were wonderful.
Kirby's not even trying that this week. Like, I think he knows that we're all a bit too savvy for that. Right. Like, I think he's just focused on it's a senior day. So these seniors, you know, one more game in Sanford Stadium. So that's cool.
Hey, and you got blow-up material this week with you and Coach Donnan, which I do expect a pickle juice question. So
we can fit that in there.
Right. With Lauren and how all that worked out. It's pretty elementary to say this. Georgia's playing its best football of the year. Is that because I think some of these young kids are growing up? They're still so young in so many areas. But should I be more impressed by what I saw on the defensive end Saturday and improvement there, or this offense that seems to be hitting on very balanced all cylinders at this point?
Yeah, there's enough data with college football teams at this point that it's a bit like dating in the sense of, like, when you've been around someone long enough, like you kind of know who they are. And you need to listen to that and not think about, like, what they could be at this point. Georgia's showing you that they're playing, like, one of the best teams in the country. And I think you and I would both be a bit surprised by that they are top two or three national championship-contending teams based on what we saw the first month of the season. So it's been a really impressive job that Georgia has done. Conversely, at Georgia Tech, you know, struggling with Boston College that late into a game to need a field goal, like, you're starting to question, you know, Tech schedule, like, why are they even hanging around this long? That game will be next week in Georgia. We can talk about a lot with it. But, yeah, I think the offensive line getting healthy has been the big differentiator. To go back to your question, I'm most impressed with the offense here because this is – I don't think Gunnar Stockton is an NFL quarterback, but if you just go by metrics right now, he should be in the Heisman conversation. And that stuns me because I didn't think that could happen this year.
Yeah, he has done everything right. He is who I thought he was going to be when it comes to the grit and the toughness, the decision-making, not turning the football over. His wide receiver core is emerging as well. All that helps. What I didn't know is, like, ability to make plays on the run, some of the throws he made, some of the arm talent stuff. My mind have questioned a little bit, but the arm talent seems to be there too. And this is, I mean, I would ask you to pair him with Stetson Bennett, I think Gunnar Stockton is every bit. I'd be more worried about playing him than I would be Stetson Bennett through a couple of his national championship years through it all. I guess a decent parallel, but he's more talented than Bennett, in my opinion.
I think as a whole, Bennett was more explosive in the passing game. Like some of those passes Bennett made in 22, at least in terms of like consistency and stretching the field, like that's still. Gunner's been really good with the deep ball, so don't hear me say otherwise. I think by the end, Stetson's throwing ability was stronger, and I think the NFL's saying that because he keeps hanging around with the Rams as a backup quarterback. But I think Gunnar Stockton gives you more in the run game because he's a tougher runner.
Right.
Stetson maybe even be like faster in the open field. I don't know. But Stetson couldn't take the hits that Gunnar can.
Gunnar almost is like the identity of this team, though. Like, it's a mentally tough and physically tough football team. But they get that identity from that quarterback. Because if I had to say two things about Gunnar Stockton right now, I would say mentally tough and physically tough. Is that fair?
Yeah, and I think that is the ultimate comparison to Stetson Bennett, that you saw that team. Yeah, I know the defense was great, but that team rallied around Stetson being the quarterback that made the decisions there. They wanted that guy to be successful. You didn't see that as much in the last couple of years with Carson Beck. He had friends on the team and all of that too. But like Carson Beck doesn't possess whatever Stetson and Gunnar have in terms of being a leader and getting a team to rally around them. And you never know if Gunnar is going to have that until he gets thrown into that spotlight. And I've said this for 8 months now. I still think that Bobo calling plays, Bobo snapping the ball, Gunnar being the one that throws the ball, that cohesion put Gunnar in as good of a situation to succeed as he could have, and he's just thrived in that. So credit to Georgia and credit to Gunnar.
One of the biggest improvements, too, on the defensive side of the ball is you've got kids that are growing up. You watch Chris Cole on Saturday be forced into a role that he's not had to play because of an injury. You're watching DeMello Jones be a bigger part of it. These are two second-year players. And with Elijah Griffin, the freshman, whose his role continues to increase. So some of these very, very talented young players are growing up and development as well. I got to tell you, man, I'll get your thoughts on both those guys. But Jones, Cole, or all three of those guys, Jones, Cole, and Griffin, you can win a bunch of football games. You keep recruiting those type athletes.
Well, and DeMello Jones, the high school quarterback in Swainsboro, now it's like my neck of the woods down there in middle Georgia. And, he is an all-world athlete. And I even wondered at one point if Georgia ever got thin at quarterback, could he be emergency quarterback situation? He's playing so good at defensive back now, I think he understands that's where his future is. And, look, he has unseated Daniel Harris and Ellis Robinson, who were even more highly recruited, probably have better measurables, but they're not better football players.
Yeah, football players, we're starting to see that emerge. One thing that this team does not rush the quarterback still. They don't pressure the passer without sending Allen and Wilson Moore. So that's a little bit of difference. But one thing this team has done, and it did it again on Saturday, it shut down the run. Larry Williams sent me this stat. Over the last three games of Texas over 2 years, Texas has 83 yards rushing against Georgia. They did a great job against the run. And I thought that'd be a big key because Georgia outrushed Texas Saturday night by over 100 yards. What do you see from the run defense?
That's pretty much in a calendar year. The other piece of it that I would add to that is that's expected when Quinn Ewers is the quarterback because Texas is not going to get the additive QB run yards.
Right.
Arch Manning can run the ball. Like that's something that should be a threat of his. So Texas had improved over the last month because they were getting the ball out of Arch's hands quickly. And so I thought that one of the things that Georgia had to do was apply pressure, but also do it in a way where Arch can't get loose and run for crazy yards. Like if you remember against Florida, Lagway had a couple of QB draws that went for 15 yards because there was no linebacker in the right spot. I thought Georgia did a much better job of containing Arch Manning. And I'll be honest, Mickey, I was impressed with Arch as a whole throughout the game. He's still not what everyone thinks he should be,
right?
But that's an expectation situation. In terms of like arm talent, I saw a few throws in that game, including the one touchdown, but I was like, okay, like there's a lot to work with there. I don't know that there's a lot to work with there this year, but another offseason, I think Arch Manning's going to be really good.
I agree. I totally agree. There's some throws he made that were very impressive for sure. 21-0, fourth quarter output for Georgia. Is there a common denominator in depth or coaching adjustments or attitude? What would you attribute to Georgia being so dominant in the fourth quarter this season?
I mean, we have to dissect that onside kick decision, right? Because that's an aggression. If I would have told you, Mickey, that Georgia would have an 11-point lead against a conference opponent at home, historically, a decade of data with Kirby Smart says, kick it away, get the defense on the field. I feel good about that. We'll run the clock out with running backs. That's kind of what Georgia's done. For them to kick that onside kick and kind of have the kill shot right there. Now, some of that, they were afraid of Texas's return situation. They had seen that Texas was retreating back to set up the return, and so they went for it. But that still, man, it's a ballsy call that Kirby had to make in that spot. I could sit here and give you plenty of reasons why that's the wrong decision, and it worked out anyway. But, just the fact that he's willing to do that shows a bit more of an evolution of Kirby that I think is necessary in this, version of college football. Jim Donnan gave us a stat yesterday, Mickey. If you play the national championship game in terms of number of days from beginning of the season to the end of the season, this is the halfway point. It's about 70 days, which is crazy to think. But, for Georgia to get to where it wants to go, this is a halfway spot in terms of keeping your team together, and there's going to be a lot of factors attacking that. And I do think that Georgia's doing that as good as any team in the country. You're seeing Ole Miss struggle with that. You're seeing Arizona State struggle with that. I think there's something to be said for how do you stay together through what the rest of the college football world is trying to pull apart.
I don't want to scoop you on this, but I got a text message about 4 o'clock. From a Clemson fan that said, "Hey, if Georgia if Georgia kicks off first, the opening kick, they're going to onside kick it tonight." And I'm like, yeah. "What?" So then this. As soon as it kicked off, I sent my text message back like, good onside kick." But obviously, whatever Texas showed, they whatever they saw on film, they didn't show in the first kickoff, but they kept watching it, and they pulled it out a little bit later on. To your point, though, from a football standpoint, that's not a smart thing. You just go up 21-10, you kick them down there. You make a great point about the return game because Niblett is a guy that's really their only guy that's going to hurt you through all that. But mm-hmm. It did send a message. And onside kicks, when they work, and only when they work, because it's demoralized if they don't, but, boy, it can be a huge momentum deal. Great stuff.
It's the willingness to go for that. It was cool that Cass Jones, being the Texas guy, got the ball in that situation. Yeah. I haven't seen Georgia go for the kill shot that way very often, and it worked out in Georgia's favor. And maybe, whatever team you follow, you always feel that way about the team that you watch the most of. But, yeah, the decision was what I was dissecting a ton there. And some of it was Niblett with the return situation, because even if you watch Brett Thorson's punts in that game, you could tell that he had been chewed out enough to do not give this guy a chance, to the point that Brett Thorson's a really good punter, and he was punting at about 25 yards straight in the air for the entire night.
Yeah, they were going net there, which I guess, if he's going to return it 15 yards, either punt at 40 and he'll return it 15, or he just punt at 25, don't give him a chance at all, for sure. We're going to talk next week, the day before Thanksgiving, a little bit about this preview of this rivalry, though. Is Tech a threat now? You talked about it. Tech has struggled as of late. Georgia rounding into form. Is this going to feel more like the average Georgia Tech game, or there's still that respect level, what we saw in Athens last year, and still that Haynes King, just initial look-ahead thought to Georgia and Georgia Tech?
Yeah, I think it'll be elevated in the sense that Tech has still had a really good season compared to what they've had for the past decade, and off the heels of an 8-overtime game where they very much could have beaten Georgia. I don't expect that game to be as competitive this year. One, because of Georgia's form and how they're rounding into playing super well. But two, if you remember last year, Haynes King as a runner is what everyone talked about. And what Buster Faulkner unlocked against Georgia was, let's just let him pass all day, and Georgia couldn't handle it. I suspect Georgia will be a bit more balanced this year. And maybe let Haynes King run for a little bit, and that's fine. He's going to get his in some way. I don't see Tech being as competitive with Georgia this year, but that's why they played the game.
It's an interesting, rare event that the biggest game in the state of Georgia this week is Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, because the winner gets into the ACC championship game, loser does not. And Tech, as big a game as next week is, You're talking about three huge games, by the way, because you got Pittsburgh, then Georgia, then maybe ACC championship game. But it's rare to think about it. You got a lot of Georgia fans will be doing a little, scouting of Georgia Tech coming up this week. Tell me about UGASports.com. All kinds of great things going on there.
Yeah, I had UGA Sports Live with Jim Donnan yesterday, and here's a nugget that I dropped on there. People can go check out the whole show. I think it's helpful for Georgia, the kickoff times for next week, Mickey, because you have Georgia at 3:30, and then you have Texas and A&M after that, and then Alabama, Auburn's the next day. Georgia will not be the school board watching because they can't, just based on the kickoff times. I think that'll be beneficial because everyone's going to be worried about, like, who's getting in the SEC championship. Yeah. And if A&M and Bama win, they're in. And I think that's what Vegas will tell you will happen. Although, I think Texas has something for Texas A&M based on what I saw against first half South Carolina.
We will see. Just a quick 30-second deal here. I know you don't like neutral site stuff. This is a neutral site game. But even more important than that, my question here is, you like the Friday stuff?
I'm okay with it. Yeah. I'm okay with it only because it probably gives that rivalry a little bit of a national boost that it needed. Yeah. It got buried at noon on Saturdays, sometimes ABC, but sometimes ESPN2 or whatever, in ways that I think the publicity probably helps keep it alive a little bit. Long-term viability of that rivalry doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I'll be curious to see if it survives 10 more years of playing every year.
We'll see. Dan Young, UGASports.com. Have a great one. Let's talk the day before Thanksgiving. We'll visit next week.
Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Short break. We'll come back. Hey, by the way, the Pastor Tax Service, let them take care of you. I've been pounding this in there, and really it is time now. This is a no-brainer. If you are a small business owner right now, you want to save money on your payroll taxes, you want your employees to make more take-home pay, call Russell Patterson. They've got this awesome deal because of the big, beautiful bill coming up. Very few know about this. You set up a wellness program. They'll do that for you. And with it, you pay less in payroll taxes. They take home, your employees take home more take home pay. This is an unbelievable opportunity that as Russell says, this is a no-brainer for small businesses. Call the Patterson Tax Service. Call Russell today, 864-859-8289, PATTX.com. Call the good folks at the Patterson Tax Service and do some tax planning to save you more money and your employees make more. When we come back, it is fall golf. There's a lot going on in the golf world and getting ready. Got an LPGA question and some equipment questions for Andrew Oliphant right after this.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
It's bow time. When breakfast gives you choices, choose something that'll satisfy. Something like Bo's new smothered steak biscuit. It's your favorite steak biscuit, now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Order any time of day. It's only at Bojangles for a limited time. It's bow time.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO, or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Are you renovating your home or business? Greer Flooring Center has a large selection of quality flooring products at competitive prices. What sets us apart is the large team of experienced consultants and local installers that know the product, can answer your questions, and stay with you through the entire process, from design, selection, installation, and even beyond. Greer Flooring Center stands behind your experience. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Purple out Saturday at Clemson. Some of you might be going, well, I normally wear my cold weather gear to that. So I have a purple cold weather gear. You might not have the purple warm weather gear. Sam, can I give you this? 79 degrees.
Purple out against Furman? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. All purple.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be.
No, but here's the thing you got to do Saturday, because it's going to get down to 54. So, like, game time, starting at 4:30, sun goes down. You got to layer a little bit. I'm thinking like a purple hoodie and then like a purple shirt underneath it.
Yeah.
Do it. Tiger Sports Shop. They've got everything you're looking for. 50th anniversary, doing a great job for Purple Out Military Appreciation Day and all of those great things you're looking for with the layering. I guess what I want to put it, layering, and get your purple gear over at Tiger Sports Shop. College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard. You probably still have time to order it today and get it like next day to you if you do that online at tigersports.com. And if you're coming to town with a 4:30 game, you know, pregame Tiger Sports Shop. And then Sunday, don't forget about that. Thursday, if you come into a soccer match for a NCAA tournament deal, Tiger Sports right across the street from those guys as well. Tiger Sports at tigersports.com. I've got a bunch to discuss with Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction, Katichi in Hartwell, Georgia. Good morning, Andy. Yo, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Mickey.
All right, I've got three major things to get into with you today. Number one, on the PGA Tour today, we're teeing off at the RSM Classic. It is at Sea Island. I need to know from you, have you been to Sea Island? Have you played these unbelievable golf courses? I have not. Have you been there before?
I have been there, yes, with my junior golf days as a chaperone coach.
Am I right by saying this? That this might be the most exclusive, like the best all-round golf resort on the East Coast? I mean, they've got these unbelievable courses, private and public courses, resort courses, the accommodations, the food. What I'm hearing from folks is this as good as it gets on the East Coast?
It's up there. It's one of them. I mean, it's like any resort. Once you're on property, you're going to be spending dollars. You know, when I was there, I stayed a little bit, a small hotel a little further away. But it's a great the island course or the coastal courses, the seaside. That's a fantastic golf course. It's got a linksy feel to it. Obviously, the wind will play a big role when you're playing there. And they recently did renovations to the plantation course, so they've got a big field. I was actually looking this morning, and I'm like, oh, this field isn't that big. And then also, there's two golf courses. There's a little drop down for the second golf course. So they've got a big field this week, and it's a great place to go. And there's a little bit of a famous barbecue location just next to the Southern Soul Barbecue, right next to the little airport strip there. So it's worth a visit.
The reason I don't spend any time in Sea Island is I don't make Andrew Oliphant money. Like, that's a little bit out of my rent district right there, man. Like, that's highfalutin. But we're going to watch it. I love watching. My niece has played there many times down in the Sea Island AM. She loves it. And that's just a little bit out of my price zone. We do have seven local guys: Jonathan Bird, Kevin Kisner, JT Poston, Ben Martin, Carson Young, Jacob Bridgman, Andrew Novak. We got seven local guys playing in it. So normally fall golf doesn't get my attention, but I got to be honest with you, Sea Island does. Does it have your attention because you've been there and a little more familiar, and you're in the same state? Like, it's got a little more kick to it, a little more jazz to it.
Yeah, and you mentioned looking at names, and there's a bunch of alumni that we had at the academy in Florida, playing. So it's a time for those players to almost re-rank themselves, if they're in the lower part of things. But that said, Nico Echevarri he's become almost a household name now.
Yeah, that's your guy.
A couple of others that are there that they try to re-rank and get into some of the signature events and boost their earnings this time of year. Where some of the Schefflers and so on are maybe taking a little rest break. So it's an important event all around.
All right, second question for you. Second topic is, we find out yesterday the LPGA Tour had a really big announcement, and that is that every single LPGA Tour event will get every round coverage live for the first time in many, many years. Give me I like this. I don't think we pay enough attention to it. I think there's so many young, talented players out there. I think they maybe play a little better venues, but I like this. I think for golf, I think we need to see more of these lady superstars.
Yeah, they are superstars. I've always said that, out of 100-plus players, that 20 years ago you had the top 30 were really good. They'd work in the gym, they'd work on the game. And then onwards, it was almost kind of these players that were good, but they were half into it, half trying to kind of mess around with it. Now they're all good. They all work out, they're all in the gym, they're all getting better, and the tour's improving, and something like Golf Channel that's going to be filming and putting those out there live, it's got to feel of the same as the collegiate when they started that almost 10 years ago, that they took on these collegiate events too. So getting these young girls, superstars, women in front of TV audiences, it's really good for the game.
Yeah, and we need that because the only thing that's missing to me, the talent is there. Again, I might see maybe a little better golf course, but the only thing is missing is we need to know who these girls are, and we need to know the personalities a little bit. They kind of lack that a little bit. You know, nowadays you can't just be just elite from a talent standpoint. Nowadays you got to give them a little more. Am I fair in saying that I need some personalities? I need to know more about Leona McGuire, Lucy Lee, and some of these you know, young players, superstar player. I need to know who they are and put more of a personality into it. Is that a fair criticism or not?
Yeah, they tend to be younger, don't they? The LPGA, you know, right. So they're maybe a little bit shy, you know, certainly for coming from Asia. That you know, some of these Japanese players that I've spent time around, it, you know, 1 minute you've got a translator, but they almost understand or can speak, you know, great English, but they're so shy and they don't share that, you know. So all of a sudden now they're in the limelight in front of a camera. I mean, it's bad enough for someone that's homegrown to be in that stage and situation. You put these young 16, 17, 18 year olds in front of a camera in the world stage, yeah, and then by nature a little bit shy, it kind of comes through. Yeah, so but the more they do it, the better they'll get at doing that.
All right, Clemson head men's golf coach Jordan Bird listening in, saying we got six Clemson guys this week. By the way, I want to mention that because I mentioned Jonathan Bird, I mentioned Ben Martin, Carson Young, and Jacob Bridgman. What I didn't do, I got to go back and put in here. Kyle Cottom was a Monday qualifier, and Doc Redman got a sponsor exception. So we got six Clemson Tigers with that one. All right, final one for you, Andrew. I just put a new set of irons in my bag, and I'm two or three rounds in. I'm going to play today. I can't wait. I just ordered new wedges, a new company, and can't wait to get my new Cleveland wedges in. That wedge is amazing. With that said, am I right? Did I got this thing right? Because I want to do it in the fall. I don't want to go in the winter and have to, you know, get new equipment and too cold outside. Am I right by kind of getting a little head start here with some warmer weather in November to kind of get a little bit used to it and not really be so cold when I do make – if I did make equipment changes? Is now a good time to do that?
Always a good time. Always to tweak and change equipment and be excited around the game, right? I mean yeah, I don't think there's a bad time to change equipment. You know, some players we've even seen it where Bryson tweaking and put a new head on his driver before a major championship. So, you know, now is a reset button for me. You know, I mean, I think this time of year, if players are, you know, going, hey, I want to analyze their game, look at where some of their weaknesses are, go about sort of changing and improving that. And whether, you know, for a good player, it might be just a 0.02 of a shot here or there. And how are you going to go about doing that? You know, some players may say, well, I need to hit the ball further. So, you know, they're going to go into the gym and create some speed, all that good stuff. So this time of year is a good time to start that, to hit that reset button. But as far as equipment, I change clubs every week. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, just you have something new come out, and you think, "Oh, that could be better. Let's give it a try." You know, and then the flip side of that, if you've got something that you really like that stays in the bag, whether it's a putter that you've had for, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30, you know, so. But with equipment, it's if there's something new out there, go ahead and give it a try. Put it in the bag straight away.
And it gives you like a little pep in your step. You know, it kind of keeps your attention. Because, you know, get a new wedge or a new driver, new fairway wood or whatever, you know, it kind of – the only thing that happens to me is, like, sometimes I'll put in, say, a new hybrid or something, and I'll go three rounds without having the yardage to hit it. So I want to hit it – say I hit it 205, I never get 205. It'll be – but even now, like, I'll try to hit it from 225 or from 180, like, oh, I got to hit this new club I've got. So, but, no, it does keep your attention through all that for sure. Tell me about Katichi, about how the people can reach you, about getting a lesson and maybe even some holiday gift packages. That'd be a really cool package to get as a gift.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly the year rolls around, right? And here we are approaching up to Thanksgiving next week and Black Friday, and we did a great deal last year on Black Friday. So I'm putting something together again for this year, you know, so it'll more than likely be our six-lesson program, you know, where players can come in and take that six-hour program. I'm always looking at aim point, how to get players better on putting, and adding in some sand pot lab and some distance control with those packages, you know. So, you know, it's like come in, do your green reading, go away, practice a little bit, come back for a refresh, you know. So putting all that together in the next couple of days and have that ready for Black Friday next week, I'm sure people's inboxes will be getting slammed full with Black Friday offers and things, but hopefully they'll reach out to Andrew at katichi.com.
All right, let me give you a personal endorsement here. I did the aim point with you. I've done two of those with you guys, man, and including getting over the creative aim point. That was awesome, and you'll be a better green reader. And then the sand putting lab, man. If you're not doing that, you're missing out because that was amazing. And tell me if you have somebody that had that overall number that I had too. Remember that? I talked about my
yeah, the outlier number.
No, the number that was awesome. Let me find out what it
was again. 95% or something.
No,
crazy.
My over 87.6. 87.6 is my overall performance of that one. So let me know if you ever get somebody up there, and that stratosphere.
I might have to search through my database and see if someone picked that.
Text me.
Create a leaderboard.
Yeah, let me know where I am on that leaderboard. Hey, so let's talk about Black Friday and maybe some specials when we visit next Wednesday.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks again, Mickey.
I do too. Andrew Oliphant, Andy O, Andrew at katichi.com. When we come back, final segment, my great friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. Let me talk about Trail Tailored Homes, building high-end homes and high-end home renovations right now. Schedule a discovery session with Matt and his great team and see if they can do that. I'm looking at some of the outdoor spaces they're doing, some of the remodels they're doing right now, and man, that stuff looks really, really cool. If you are on a board right now, a building committee at church, a school board that's thinking about building any kind of you know, when you're on a board, you got to answer to your constituents. What are you going to tell them is, this project will be done on time, this project will be done on budget. I love it. TRehel.com, 800-319-7006, the leading commercial builder in North and South Carolina, now the leading high-end home builder as well. Trail. TRehel.com, 800-319-7006. Final segment of a Wednesday show right after this.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then, Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber.
Tom Plumber.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past, and anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
Roar listeners, you're going to love this. PhD Weight Loss is running their best deal ever for Black Friday, and it's only happening right now. Just mention the promo words, best deal, when you call, and you'll get a discount I'm not even allowed to say on the air. Every year it's the same story. The holidays hit, the pounds creep on, and by January, everyone's standing in line at the gym, pretending this time will be different. But what if you didn't have to wait for January? What if you could end this year already feeling lighter, stronger, and more confident in every photo, event, and every outfit? That's exactly what happens with PhD Weight Loss. Their metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat first, naturally and sustainably. I lost 67 pounds with PhD Weight Loss, and believe me, it completely changed how I think about food. Call PhD Weight Loss today, mention Best Deal, and start your 2026 winning. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shot, got a snap, blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it, inside the 5, touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be riding shotgun.
Upcountry Fiber, strongest solution. 5 upstate counties. Upcountry Fiber, no contracts. This is easy. Best customer service you're going to have. The fastest high-speed internet. That sounds good because I got to stream a bunch of games. You know, Sam, tomorrow I'm looking forward to previewing games. Besides Pittsburgh and Georgia Tech, South Carolina and Coastal and Clemson.
It ain't a great week.
No, it's not. But I need, man, I need that Oregon Southern Cal stuff for you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The point is, I'm going to be streaming all weekend long. I need Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com, for a strong solution in those five upstate counties. Go with the best of the business. Go with the one you can trust. Go with the name that's going to that you won't hear a bad word about from anybody. It's upcountryfiber.com.
You're not deeply moved by SoCon Saturday in the SEC?
Yeah, it's that SEC SoCon battle.
And us. And Clemson, yeah. Too. I can't make fun of them because we're doing the same thing.
What do you call it? Challenge. Remember they had the ACC Big Ten Challenge or whatever? Yeah. SEC Southern Conference Challenge this weekend. I love this text here quickly. And Red and Butch, hang on. Georgia John says, pulled carts at Sea Island back in the 90s where I started my love for the game. Davis Loves, he got me interested in watching him practice over there with Jack Lumpkin. So took it for granted getting every afternoon with the great courses and the expensive part of it and great food. And I made a point to him, Jack Lumpkin, I saw a great video lesson that he gave a buddy of mine in a bunker. And it was absolutely awesome. The great legendary teacher, Jack Lumpkin, down at Sea Island. Sam, for our two-minute drill coming up in a second, I have a thought about Southern Cal, Michigan, and this private equity deal that they're trying to push through with the Big Ten. So, man, I got to save a little time for that. Let me get a few phone calls. Got a couple minutes for everybody here. If you're on hold, I promise I'm going to get to you. Maybe a minute or two each. Good morning, Red. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Mickey. How are you, buddy?
Blessed, buddy. Very blessed.
So, what about them Cowboys? We're on a roll.
What a great win. And you know what? I was pulling for you. After the tragedy from the week before, to watch those guys bond, you know, you bury a teammate one day, and then you come back out, and that was a big win for those guys. The offense, Dak looked good. The offense looked good. That was a big win.
Mickey, on the Lane Kiffin thing, okay, I don't like that he's shopping himself around, but I get it, because why can't he do it because the players are doing it? Yeah. And then he don't know who's coming back next year. And being that he's never won a national championship, wouldn't he be better fit to go to a team like Clemson and or somewhere that they need an offense coordinator? If Riley's gone, I hope he's not, but if he's gone, wouldn't he benefit from winning a national championship as an offense coordinator than never winning one at all?
No, head coach, man, you got to put your – and you're making about – he'll make about 12, 13, 15 million compared to making 2 million maybe as a coordinator. No, he won't. And that's a step back. And that's his program, his stamp on it now. So he kind of had that opportunity with Saban in there. He did win a national championship won a couple with Pete Carroll, though. So he's done that as a coordinator. He wouldn't take that step backwards. Yeah. Can you imagine? That'd be like Cassandra moving backward behind you rather than being the lead, the lead of this great organization you have. So she ain't going to take that back seat now. She's the big dog now.
She's the big dog. I wouldn't even let her.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's, he wouldn't take that at this point in time.
Okay. I just was thinking out loud.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Always good to hear from you.
Okay,
all right, my friend. Let me get Butch. I got a couple of minutes before we get to our end of the show. Hey, Butch, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm blessed. I know you are, too.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. I heard a guy call in yesterday and mentioned me, and why South Carolina has never been a football school. And I've been doing a lot of reading myself, man. When you get this frustrated, you just start to read. Well, I know that the 65 scandal they got hemmed up in, where they took their ACC championship, put a bad taste in their mouth.
Right.
They won it in, 69? Mm-hmm. Then they left 71 over a dispute. So they left the ACC, became an independent school, because of SAT scores.
Right.
That took away their funding. They stayed as an independent from 71 to 93.
In football.
And then they got...
Yeah, in football. Because basketball had the Metro. In baseball, right. He had a Metro Conference,
right.
But in football, yeah.
Strictly football.
Yeah. But by the way, football. That decision to leave was not a football decision. That was Frank McGuire in basketball. The access and how.
But it was over SAT scores.
Based, yeah, among the things.
The standard was 800 back then.
Yeah, among other things. That was it. Yeah, that was one of the sticking points, a major sticking point.
Among other things,
sure,
yes.
Sure, yeah.
But then we went 93.
But to be honest with you know, Butch, I still think it was a big mistake.
It was the worst mistake they ever made.
Yeah, they should have stayed in, and they should have.
Right, because they proved that they could win in that conference.
Sure.
They won a championship.
And it's much more of a fit. I mean, culturally it's a fit, and geographically it's a fit. That was a mistake in hindsight. Now, when the SEC – but now, I mean, I know South Carolina fans, it sounds crazy because you want to be in the SEC. But to be honest with you, from a scheduling standpoint, would you rather beat Virginia Tech and Boston College and have a chance to win games? Because – this daunting schedule they just had, that's tough.
What I say about 3 weeks ago, I wish that South Carolina could get back in the ACC.
Sure.
But like you said, the revenue that they get.
Oh, it's a money deal.
Sorry, because of the caliber of teams they play, they will be on TV and the fan base.
Yeah.
They can't afford to leave now. They're stuck.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly right. Butch, I appreciate the phone call. Let me run, man. I appreciate
it for
sure. Thanks an awful lot. That's a good point. And if you're a Gamecock fan, you would never admit that. And it's almost like tapping out and calling uncle. But you got a much better chance, for sure. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Guys, this Southern Cal, Michigan, Big Ten, this private equity thing, the Big Ten has panicked. You know, it's no doubt. Southern Cal and Michigan, they've got issues. Southern Cal and UCLA and Oregon and Washington have issues anyway. This whole private equity thing, it seems like a bad deal to me. It's all about money up front. What does private equity want long term? Why would you sell long term equity into your athletic department? I don't trust this at all. I think Michigan and Southern Cal are on the right side of this argument. Sam and Keanu, any thoughts on this? What little we know? I mean, it seemed like you're selling your soul to the devil long-term for a little bit of short-term money.
This was one of the things that I'm going to look at more today because it impacts the Big Ten, so it impacts one of the teams that I watch every week. Anytime there's two teams on an aisle and you got the other, I don't think you can view, I saw someone say this, you can't make an argument that like Rutgers is at the same level as like an Iowa.
No.
And you can't try and sell that lie.
No, but you also, I mean, how much more money do you need where you're going to give up? Because I'll put it this way. I asked someone in college athletics, a high-ranking college athletic official. I said, I don't understand private equity. He goes, what's there not to understand? And he said, it's easy. Private equity, they give you upfront money and they want stuff in return. I went, well, what do they want in return? He goes, aha, that's it. Nobody knows. And so how much money do you need in the short term to sell your soul to the devil long term? That's where the devils are in the details through all of that. Skip the music, Sam, because I got two-minute drills for me. What do you have for me today?
Last night, the U.S. men's national team, Mickey, went out there and put a whooping on Uruguay. The first time in the history of the entire soccer program, they scored 5 goals against a CONMEBOL nation, a South American team like Uruguay, a World Cup-winning nation, and a FIFA top 30 team, of which Uruguay is 15th, the U.S. is 16th. One of the most stunning results in the recent history.
5-0, what was it?
5-1.
5-1.
With 9 new players in the starting 11. They played a 3 at the back.
Now, do we know Uruguay, did they play their players or not? You know, you got
Uruguay had a pretty good solid team out there. They shouldn't be losing 5-1. Someone's getting fired.
Soccer's back. It's a big soccer push here in the country. Keanu, 2-minute drill, what do you have for me?
Another incident in the NFL. Ja'Marr Chase. Spits on another teammate, Jalen, or not on another teammate, on his opponent, Jalen Ramsey. Absurd.
I'll be honest with you. We got to stop this. This is childish.
Spitting is crazy.
If my 2-year-old spits on another kid, then she's getting a big discipline. If my 6-year-old ever spits on somebody else, these are grown adults.
$507,000 for spitting on somebody.
I liked Mike Tomlin's quote in reaction to this, in which someone asked, how would you react to Jalen Ramsey doing that? And he said, I have no message if someone spits in your face. Do what comes natural to you. And that was it. That was
about grown men spitting on each other.
And then saying you didn't do it when it's
on video. He lied, deliberately lied.
And it's on video.
Grown men.
videos of everything in the NFL.
It looked like it had a little bit of mucus in it, too.
Oh, it was a little heavy in there, huh?
He deserved a punch.
Got some oysters in there.
And he didn't get ejected.
Let me thank a bunch of folks. For all real estate needs in Clemson, no one does it better. If you need any real estate questions, anything you have done, any kind of rentals and any kind of thing, it'll take care of you. No one does it more than ericnewton.com. Let me thank Chase Carter, former United States Marine, and now a Clemson student veteran for coming on with us. Dr. Steve Martin with our Arthritic Sports Medicine segment. Dane Young, UGASports.com, and Andrew Oliphant talking some golf with us. Keanu, great job. Sam, great job. Sam, we've been tomorrow?
Yep.
Let's preview some games. Can't wait. Up next to my favorite people, John and Faxon. Have a great day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see it right here on the radio.